Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
When you hear the word hope, what comes to mind for you? That's the big question. Within that, within your worldview, is hope just a future thing? Or is there some sense in which hope can also be expressed in our current reality?
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue in our study of United We Fall. And this was Pastor Kevin Singer who asked the new question to Pastor J.D. Greer and to Imam Omar in the dialogue meeting which took place at North Carolina University. Pastor J.D. Greer began to answer this question in our last broadcast as he literally went from one topic to another to define hope to be not just in the future, but now. He gave credit that in Christ's resurrection, we received hope. And he also talked about many of the good things which Christians have accomplished here in America and abroad. For America, we enjoy the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion because early Christians got involved in the political arena. He also stated that around the world, Christians built hospitals and did great deeds, and that brought him hope. In our last broadcast, Pastor J.D. Greer ended by stating that slavery has been endemic to literally every culture on earth. And I added, slavery is not just about culture. It is also about the religion of Islam, where in it Allah condones slavery, allowing his Muslim believers to take as many slaves as they can. These are the concubines for Muslim men to enjoy sexually and men to fight the battles for the Muslims and to work simply as slaves in every household in the Muslim world. And by the way, once again, that slavery never ended. Even until today, there's still Muslims buying and selling slaves in Africa and around the Muslim world. But once again, thanks to God for the biblical worldview. Where in it we saw the Christian men who fought with their blood and gave their lives to set the black slaves free. And today we'll continue to hear the answer of Pastor J.D. Greer to this question. So without further ado, here he is, Pastor J.D. Greer.
You know, and I think that's a hope we want to put out there of what the gospel means for racial reconciliation, what it means for freedom and prosperity.
Here we go, America. Once again, the vague talk without going in depth on any of these words, which obviously Muslims did not have a clue what it means. When you tell the Muslim in this audience, I think that is a hope we want to put out there of what the gospel means. Do you know how much Muslims got out of the sentence? They got nothing out of it. Because for Muslims who are sitting in that meeting, the gospel is the book which Isa, son of Mary, the Jesus of Muhammad, received from Allah. And for Pastor J.D. Greer to say, here's what the gospel means. Here's what the book of Isa, son of Mary, means for racial reconciliation. To the Muslim audience, it is just a phrase without any meaning. What does the Bible teach about racial reconciliation? And sadly, the audience will leave the meeting without having a clue what the gospel teaches about racial reconciliation. Let's add to that. He said, and what it means for freedom and prosperity. What the gospel means for freedom and for prosperity. So far, it's just three empty words which Pastor J.D. Greer is using in his ramblings throughout his dialogue. I would rather to hear Pastor J.D. Greer to tell me about the true meaning for the word gospel, which is the good news. And then I will share with my dear Muslim friends in the audience the prophecy which was written concerning the coming of Jesus. And I'll explain to the audience that these prophecies were written hundreds of years earlier. And in it, we see the suffering Messiah. And in it, we see the death of the Christ. And in it, we see the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And obviously, this will give me the opportunity to explain to my dear Muslim audience the ignorance of Muhammad for the word gospel and how the Quran did not tell the truth about what is the gospel. For Jesus is the word of God, not some prophet who received some words from God. He is the word of God himself who became flesh. From this simple word, the word gospel, and the meaning for the word gospel, some Muslims will hear some truths about Christianity. But just to say what the gospel means for racial reconciliation, for freedom, and for prosperity, without getting in depth in any of these three powerful words. And I'm sorry, this was just a rambling words without any meaning for many of the people of the audience, especially the Muslim ones. Even when you talk about prosperity for some Christians, those who teach the false gospel concerning prosperity with a false and completely different meaning. For they say, if you are not prosper, that means you are not a Christian. If you are not prosper, that means you are not living right before God. There must be some sins in your life. Is that what Pastor J.D. Greer believes about the gospel and prosperity? And how can we be free in the gospel? What does the scripture teach about freedom? Does that mean we're free to do anything and everything? Or we're free in Christ and there is no condemnation on us? Boy, oh boy, I can preach on these three words. But sadly, here we go. Three words on and on and on without having any depth of what the scripture teaches about racial reconciliation or freedom or prosperity. Well, let's move on with the next statement of Pastor J.D. Greer as he's answering the question concerning what hope means to him as a Christian.
But I would say ultimately a Christian would say that their hope is limited in that because we recognize that Jesus didn't come to establish an earthly kingdom. And sometimes people are really confused by that because people in the day were confused by it because he obviously had the power. In fact, one of the scandal of Jesus's life and what, you know, most biblical scholars will tell you led to his crucifixion was because he obviously had the power to bring this earthly kingdom and he just wouldn't. In John 6, he multiplies 5 loaves and 2 fish and feeds 15,000 people. And what's on everybody's mind? And what can this guy do for world hunger, right? I mean, if he does that with that, look, he could end world hunger. And they saw his abilities to walk on water and raise the dead and cast demons out. And they're like, man, Rome would be no problem for you. You could throw off the chains of injustice. But Jesus consistently, down to the point that his own people betrayed him because of it, said, that's not why I came. One day, that's what the Messiah will do. One day he will restore peace on earth and prosperity and justice for everybody. He'll do that. But he said, mankind's actually got a bigger problem. And that problem is not that he's in the wrong political system. The problem is not that he didn't have enough money. The problem is that his heart is sinful and separated from God.
So now we hear Pastor J.D. Greer's opinion of how Christians see their hope. He said their hope is limited. Limited to what? To maybe these three things which he mentioned. The racial reconciliation, for freedom, and for prosperity. But then he corrected how Christians look at the hope in this current age by telling us that Jesus did not come to establish an earthly kingdom. Once again, Pastor J.D. Greer emphasized on that for the fourth time so far in his speech. And he's telling us that people are confused. They do not know exactly what that means. Not only today, but even in Jesus' days, people were confused concerning the kingdom of God. Why is that? Because he's telling us that Jesus was so powerful as he performed miracles that astonished the people. And we think that is what his kingdom is all about. It's about feeding the thousands of people from a little fish and few pieces of bread. Or maybe for raising the dead. Or maybe for walking on water or controlling the air and the wind. But I'm sorry, I do not know how this will fit in the Muslim mind or even the Christian by names who are sitting among his audience. What did we learn from all these words about the kingdom of Jesus? It seemed to me like Pastor J.D. Greer is talking to his audience in parables, because he does not want them to hear or understand what he is saying. Even when Pastor J.D. Greer took his audience to the scripture in the book of John chapter 6, when Jesus fed by 5 loaves and 2 fish the thousands of people, But then he said the astonishing statement. What can this guy do for world hunger? Excuse me, what? You call my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ this guy? Have you ever heard a Muslim say about Muhammad, this guy? As a matter of fact, we already heard Imam Omar Suleiman. Every time he mentioned Muhammad, he say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he lied in his English as he said, the peace of Allah be on him. And when he mentioned Jesus and he mentioned Mary and he mentioned Abraham and he mentioned every biblical name, he always followed their names by the statement, Alayhum Assalam, Allah's peace be on them. Muslims have more respect for Isa, son of Mary, than Pastor J.D. Greer have respect for Jesus, son of God. He just said, the Christ. He just said, this guy. Or he just said, Jesus. Not once in the entire night, Pastor J.D. Greer showed the respect for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, as Muslims do, according to the teachings of Islam. Not once I heard Pastor J.D. Greer say, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We must respect our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, as you have heard me in all these broadcasts. When I began the broadcast, I always say, greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's how we are to talk about Jesus, not this guy.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet titled The Violent Truth About Islam examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Jesus is not just a guy. Even if he is not the Son of God, to the Muslim, he's a prophet, and a prophet is given respect. When you mention his name, you don't say this guy, and you end it with peace be upon him. I do not think Pastor J.D. Greer realized this error he is falling in as he continued rambling in his talk. But then he continued to say, even though Jesus was able to perform all these great miracles, Jesus consistently, down to the point that his own people betrayed him. Because Jesus said, that is not why I came. Well, that's not completely accurate information. It is not because Jesus refused to have his earthly kingdom on the spot. That's why people betrayed him. Because believe it or not, there were plenty of those who believed in Jesus of the Jewish people. Just even few days before he went to the cross. It is Judas Iscariot who betrayed Jesus. But then Pastor J.D. Greer went to the fact that someday, that is in the future, the Messiah will do that. One day he will restore peace on earth and prosperity and justice for everyone. Now for sure, Pastor J.D. Greer confused his Muslim audience because they all believe that Jesus is coming back as he will be a good Muslim, having four wives, breaking the cross, killing the pigs, which means getting rid of Christianity and Judaism. Well, thank you so much, Pastor J.D. Greer, because of your confusing talking points. And now your Muslim audience know for sure that they are right. And everything else you will share with them from this point on is simply falsehood. What a golden opportunity was wasted, for Pastor J.D. Greer did not tell his audience about the true peace which people can have in their heart, not the peace on earth, but how people can receive this true peace in their heart. And once again, he did not show the differences between the justice of the biblical worldview and the injustice of Islam. Then Pastor Greer said, he said, and obviously I think he's talking about Jesus, mankind got a bigger problem. And that problem is that he is not in the wrong political system. And I have no idea what politics, Republicans and Democrats, or what social system we're using in America have to do with Jesus at all. He continued to say the problem is not that he does not have enough money. The problem is that his heart is sinful and separated from God. Well, he's moving to a good point here about the condition of sinful mankind. But will he carry this to a better and deeper conversation so he can really communicate with the heart of his audience? Well, let us see by listening to the following statement of Pastor J.D. Greer.
And so if I were to wipe out evil, I mean, it's an easy question. If God were to wipe out all evil on earth tonight at 12:01, how many of you would be here at 12:02? None of us, right? He says the problem is here. And that requires a different solution than political or even a better teaching of the law or a new law or better education. I mean, ultimately, it requires something that's going to change the heart.
Very good point. All have sinned and all have fallen short to the glory of God. Yes, what Pastor J.D. Greer shared with his audience here is a fact. But believe me, once again, this talk means nothing to the Muslims who were sitting there, because Muslims do not know what sin is as Christians know what sin is. For Muslims believe according to Allah's mercy, that's why they exist in this world. And if Allah chooses to wipe them out, He would. But that has nothing to do with sin. Because even the righteous one, Muhammad himself, did not know if he will make it to paradise or not, because he told his Muslim companions, it is only up to Allah. And he knows that all the people will go to hell, and it is up to Allah to remove from hell whom he wills. You see, the concept of sin to the Muslim has nothing to do with the concept of sin to the Christians. Maybe if Pastor J.D. Greer would spend 2 minutes to explain what sin really is and what the Bible means by the word sinful heart or sinful man. It is not by law we can be saved, but by grace. But we need to understand what sin is so we can understand the forgiveness of God, which comes as the justice of God must be fulfilled, that blood must be shed. So far, we have never heard that from the beginning of this dialogue up to this point. Yes, we know that mankind needs a change of heart. And how are we going to get that? Let us listen to the following statement from Pastor J.D. Greer.
And so a Christian's hope, what Jesus put forward was through his death, he was going to remove the penalty and the stain of sin through his resurrection. He was going to bring into the power of new life. And so when Christians are preaching the gospel, it's not political solutions. And at first, at least it's not that first, what it is a message that God can change the heart. And he does so through the cross and the resurrection. And so ultimately our hope is in a kingdom that Jesus will one day bring, not that we Christians will usher in, but that Jesus will one day bring. And our role right now is preaching that message of salvation and transformation that can change the human heart and cleanse it from within like nothing else can. So the answer is both.
What a wonderful truth Pastor J.D. Greer shared with his audience. But once again, I have to analyze what he said from a Muslim perspective, not from the Christian perspective. From the Muslim perspective, all that Pastor Greer said was, he wants me to believe in a lie, which is that Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty of my sin. He is telling me that's how I can have the power for the new life, to believe that Jesus died and he rose again. And here is the hope of the resurrection of Christ. God can change my heart because of the message of the gospel, which is that Jesus died and rose again. But I'm sorry. Once again, you can tell me all the truths you want to share with me about Christ and Christianity. You can read the entire Bible to me, which I, as a Muslim, believe it has been changed. It has been corrupted. And once again, as I shared in a previous broadcast, I repeat again, if you ask a Muslim, why do you think the Bible has been changed? Why do you believe the Bible has been corrupted? The answer is very simple. Because Jesus is not God. And because Jesus did not die on the cross. And because Jesus never rose from the dead. For according to Islam, anyone and everyone who believe in the deity of Christ and the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ are simply infidels, and they will spend eternity in hell. That's why Allah sent Muhammad in Islam. That's why Allah gave Muhammad the words of the Quran to assure the Muslim believers that this Christianity is falsehood. So what are we going to do about that? I mean, here's all the truths which we can share with the Muslims, and we're giving it to them. And in the same time, not one Muslim left that forum believing in Jesus Christ. And the question we must ask here, how can we give the message of hope, the salvation of Christianity to our dear Muslim friends if all what Pastor J.D. Greer is doing here is not right? I tell you, first, you should not have a dialogue with the Muslims, because once again, dialogue will not bring the truth out. But we do debates, because in debates, the truth will come out concerning the falsehood of Islam and the truth of the gospel. For Muslims need to know they are lost. They need to know that Islam is a savage cult. They need to know that Allah is not God. They need to know that Muhammad is not a prophet. And you cannot do that in any dialogue. This can only be done when we do debates. And then you can share with the lost Muslims who are now convinced 100% that they are lost. And if they die believing in Islam and not trusting in Jesus Christ, they will spend the eternity in hell. Then and only then, that message of truth of the gospel can penetrate their hearts. And that's when they can literally hear the true message of salvation. And that's when they can have the true transformation. So yes, there is a hope in Christianity, and that is the only hope for all mankind, and it is now and forever. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.